You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education.
The most interesting thing in tech is the continuing, ever weirder battle between Donald Trump and the social media companies. Last night, Trump tweeted about what's happening in Minneapolis. He said that he was possibly going to pull out the National Guard, the leaders there were weak. And then he said, when the looting starts, the shooting starts. Phrased with some dark historical overtones. Twitter put up a little warning label and said that you can't have tweets glorifying violence. But it did not remove Trump's tweet because it said that it's important for the public to be able to see what he says. So they made it harder for the tweet to get around, but they made it possible for people to still see it. Of course, by putting a label on it, they made it a news story, which made many more people look at it. But regardless, their intention was to have fewer people look at it. So Trump is, of course, outraged, just as he was outraged when Twitter put a fact-checking warning on his false statements about vote by mail. There are a couple of weird things here. So first of all, Trump's argument is that Twitter is restricting his speech. He doesn't have a lot to stand on there. Twitter's a private company, and they're not removing his tweets. They're adding things to his tweets, which is different. Secondly, what Trump is doing is he's asking Twitter not to add things to tweets. So in a way, the president, the government, is telling a private company not to add things on its own platform. So in fact, if there is a free speech violation, you can make a pretty good case that Trump's free speech violation, demanding that Twitter not add speech, is worse than Twitter's, making it harder for people to find Trump's speech. So that's interesting thing number one. Second, Trump has been talking about removing the liability protections that the social media platforms have. It's called Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. This is one of the foundational laws of the internet. I've talked about it many times here. But if you get rid of the liability protections that the social media companies have, they would have to filter a lot more because suddenly they would be liable for what everybody says. And so they would start wiping away many more tweets. So if your objective is to have the maximum amount of free speech, well, you probably wouldn't do that. That, of course, isn't Trump's objective, or doesn't seem like it's Trump's objective. Trump's objective is to have Twitter be nicer to Trump, and also he believes that Twitter is conspiring against conservatives. So those arguments, he feels like probably this is a way to work the refs and get something more to his advantage. But there is actually a lot at stake. So much of our free speech happens on these platforms. Change the fundamental laws underlying them, you create a problem. That said, Trump does have an argument in his favor, which Twitter does not consistently apply the same rules to everybody all the time, because of course they can't. The amount of stuff on the platform means that it is not hard to find tweets where other people have threatened violence even more specifically than the president did. Still, the president did threaten violence last night. Twitter does have a policy about that, so it shouldn't have been a surprise. All right, this story has gotten crazier every day. I'll be back to talk about something on Monday, probably this, because it will probably have gotten crazier still. See you then.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.